Today is Tuesday, February 25th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Clam Chowder Day. Maybe one day I do really like a creamy soup. Now I'm talking about soup again. Here I go. But I do like a creamy soup, but clam. I haven't quite worked my way up to clam, I don't think. I did do mussels. And I like mussels, actually. It grosses me out to think of eating mussels because they look disgusting. I don't want to... Look, they look disgusting. They look like... Now, they're smaller than this, but they look like what I imagine a testicle would look like if you took it out of that scrotal sac. That's what mussels and clams look like to me. They look like a slimy testicle. And testicles also. Some people eat testicles. I've talked about before. I went to this party when I was very young. My cousin's grandparents on the other side. So I wasn't related to their grandparents. It was... my aunt's parents, right? And so, but we would hang out there because their grandfather was an attorney in town and he was wealthy. And so they had a big, nice house with a really, you know, with a basement, with a pool table. And I was like, oh my God, a pool table, air hockey, they're rich. So anyway, we would go over there a lot, especially after my cousins moved to town. And they had a party, and I was invited. I don't know, or my family was invited. I'm not really sure. Or maybe I was there just to hang out with my cousins to help keep them busy. That's probably it. They're like, we need to invite some other kids to keep the cousin and put them in the basement. But anyway, regardless, one of the hors d'oeuvres they served at this party, because they had little finger foods, you know, placed around, and people were going indoors and outdoors. It was an indoor-outdoor party. I don't know. I don't remember what it was for at all. But anyway, so they had what they called Rocky Mountain oysters. And I believe they called them Rocky Mountain oysters. But anyway, they were turkey nuts. Turkey testicles, and they're about the size of peanuts. I did not eat any of them. To this day, I've never had this. I don't think I've eaten any testicles, to my knowledge, but they are about the size of peanuts. But they're fried, so they just look like fried peanuts, but I did not partake. So regardless, there are smaller nuts out there, is what I'm saying. I went way into testicles. Today's show is all about testicles. So we're going to look at some contact here. We had a couple of messages. Lamont Cranston messages in, says, hey, Adam. Actually says, hi, Adam. A very late reply, but I've been listening to you since the Adam and What's-His-Name show, Adam and Maddie show. I started listening midway, but went back and heard all the shows. I have videos of your last two shows. Uh-oh. I didn't listen to the reality show casts as I don't watch those two. Okay, so Big Brother and Survivor. I would listen to the one on the Big Run. Oh, I would listen to one on the Big Run. Yeah, I don't have any room in my schedule for any more podcasts, but that is another show that Mark and I do watch. We always watch the Big Run. Sadly, I don't listen to Catching Up to Electric Boogaloo, Throwing Down. I like Joe and even got a taco tour, but my budget is tight. Oh, well, I don't even know how much it costs to do that. But I'm glad to know that you've been listening for such a long time. You probably told me that at some point, but I have a horrible memory, as I've said many, many times on this show. And so I'm always interested to hear who are the ones who have listened to me all the way from. I would like to know, is there anyone still listening to me that found me separate from Pride 48, just as the Adam and Maddie Show, episode one, and has stayed with me this whole time? Not Lamont, not that you're, I mean, not that you don't count, but I'm just saying, like, because I feel like a lot of the current listeners that found the Adam and Maddie Show found us once we started Pride 48. And so it was between, I feel like all those other really popular podcasts drew people to the Adam and Maddie Show. But I'm wondering, did anyone start in the at the Adam and Maddie Show and then land in Pride 48? That would be an interesting thing to know. It would be an ego booster. So Tony in Illinois says, is the ham map or whatever available for geeky gay and or gay mix? Also, why is it called the ham map? I like bacon. Can we call it the bacon map? And a second message, where is the map located? If so, thanks, buddy. So thanks, buddy. All right. I can answer all of those questions, Tony. So the way it started, what had happened was BigFattyOnline.com. He wanted this map. He wanted a map, and one of his listeners, Moose P, found a site that offered this capability to have your listeners go. Oh, it wasn't specifically for that, but it was like anything where you want to put pins on a map. So Moose P said, oh, Fatty, you can use this. And so he was so excited and announced it on his show that and people started signing up. But then what I realized was when I went to go sign up and put my pin on his map is that he had exceeded his free limit. And he didn't want to pay for this. Moose P thought it was going to be free. And so, you know, you guys know that I've been wanting to move into a more technical role. And so one of the things that I'm doing is trying to learn. Well, I'm always continuously trying to learn, but, you know, trying to learn React Native, because that's a really popular framework. And so everything that I'm writing right now, I'm using React for the front end. So like the podcast map, the little trivia thing that I'm doing for, you know, I want AI agents to generate the trivia, but I need a website so that I can share it on the video. And so I'm using React for that. And then I have a couple of other ideas of things I'm going to do. And all of these are for so that I can get familiar with it, learn about it, also AI at the same time, building agents, all that. And so I wanted actual tangible projects to work on because those are more fun. I find that when I'm doing a course and they say, oh, build a to-do list application, you know, where I'm like, there's no stakes in the game there because you're not really building it. I learn better if I'm actually learn by doing, meaning, you know, I want my thing that I'm building to actually have a purpose when I'm done. I don't want to just build something just to build it. And so it needs to either benefit me or other people. Otherwise, I get bored and I'm like, why am I even spending all this time on this challenging thing? So when I saw that, I was like, Fatty, I can build you a map. I can do it in React. So I'm learning React. And so it's helping me. I can do it in a way that's free to you because I already have servers for various websites. So I can just stick it on one of those and, you know, no big deal. And so I did it. So that's a long way of saying it. And the reason it's called, so that explains why it's called Ham Map. Big Fatty likes ham and he wanted to call it the Ham Map. So he called it. His map is called the Ham Map. So the current version of the website is just the Ham Map. To your second and third questions, are the Gay Mix or Geeky Gay on the Ham Map? No. But what I'm working on now is making it where any podcast can create a map. So Fatty's is called The Ham Map, podcastmaps.com/hammap. But in the future, I want to have a podcastmaps.com/geekygaymap or whatever. Or just podcastmaps.com/geekygay, you know, and then you have a map there. So the mix, etc. So that's what I'm working on now. It's not available right now. The only map there is Fatty's map. But if you're a listener of his, you should definitely go there and put a pin in it. podcastmaps.com/hammap. And yeah, so that's it. All right, just to wrap up Sunday before I go. So Sunday, I think I told you guys, I always play at two church services. So I did that. Picked up lunch, came home, we ate lunch. Did some coding and video editing and stuff like that in the afternoon, and I had to scan all my music, and then, oh, I'm not going to have enough time. And then I went to the rehearsal for the play. All right, I'll have to end there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.